Ready. Let me just get my date. Okay, it was August 29th. Okay. Okay. Monday evening, August 29th, 2016. Corresponding to Chaf Vav Av, week of Parshas Re'eh. And we're going to be focusing on two very, very well-known mitzvos made popular by, amongst other people, Uncle Moshe, and that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Give a little tzedakah. But actually, what Uncle Moshe doesn't sing about is that there are actually two mitzvahs that are discussed in tzedakah. The first mitzvah is the one that is not discussed in the song. Just want to get the exact number. It's mitzvah Taf Ayin Ches, which says, Shelo ya'ametzes levavo al ha'ani. You shouldn't harden your heart when a poor person comes to give you tzedakah. That's a lo sase. And...
Wait, it's hard on your heart to...
Not to give tzedakah, meaning when he comes to you, he shows from the Ebenezer Scrooge attitude and say, no, I don't want to give, right? And then there's Taf Ayin test, which says, Litain tzedakah kemisas yado, is to give as much tzedakah as you're able to afford within your means. Of course, we don't want to give more than could you afford, because then you'll be giving and be on the receiving end, and that kind of defeats the purpose. Okay. But in order to do this, in order, before we introduce the Shoresh and the idea that the Sefer Chinuch brings about on tzedakah, I wanted to present it as an answer to a question from a couple of different sources. The first source comes from the Gemara in Bava Basra. It's a well-known story. I believe it's also quoted in the Medrash also. And the Gemara tells us, Shaul Tunas Rufus Haroshes Rabbi Akiva. So the wicked Tunus Rufus, one of the Roman generals, asked Rabbi Akiva, Im Elokeichem Ohev Aniyim, who? If your God is one who's known as somebody who loves Aniyim, okay, we said in last week's parsha, Ohev Ger, Rasom Valmana, he's somebody who loves the poor and the downtrodden. So if that's the case, Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God loves the Aniyim so much, Mipnei Ma Eino Mefaris Mefarnasim. So then why doesn't he support them? If he loves him, why make him suffer? Give him money. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Akiva said back to him, said to him, Kidei shenitzel anu bahen midina shel gehenim. Why are there poor people? There are poor people so that we, who give them tzedakah, will be safe from gehenim. What does that exactly mean, we're going to be safe from gehenim? So Rashi in the Gemara, on the spot, tells us, shet tzedakah matzelas mi gehenim, that by giving tzedakah, that would save a person from Gehenim. So it comes to say that just simple look at this Gemara. And the Gemara tells us that what? Person does, unfortunately, a number of Averos. Those Averos, unfortunately, bring upon him a sentence or a possibility of getting Gehenim. So what does he do? Reaches into his wallet, gives some tzedakah, and that will cancel things out. And there we have a way to fix yourself. And that's why we have Aniyim. Only problem is, we have another pasuk in the Torah which seems to go against that idea. And that's a pasuk that we read last week. The pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, He's the God of the gods, Varonei Adonim, and the Master of the Masters, Ha'ekel Ha'gadol Ha'gibor V'Hanoro, the great, mighty, strong, and awesome God, Asher Lo Yisafanim, that doesn't favor anybody, V'lo Yikach Shochad, and doesn't take a bribe. Pshat, God doesn't take a bribe. So Rashi says, oh, lefaiso bimamon. You can't buy off God with money. Let me think about it for a second. What is this talking about over here? Does that mean a person's going to go ahead and say, listen, Chameyav Esrim, or maybe you always know we say, lo bimoso yikacha kol, you can't take it, so guy's not Chameyav Esrim, he's Meya Chasre, the 354 days, maybe 355 in a leap year, and he comes and he's about to realize that he didn't live such a great life, so he opens up his savings and throws it up and says, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it. Save me from getting... No, that's not what it means. Pashtus is, it means doing mitzvos with your money. What is an example of doing a mitzvah with your money? That could be giving tzedakah. It seems that Rashi over here in Chumash seems to be contradicting a little bit what Rashi is saying in Bava Basra. Now, I'm just going to bring in this Forno in Akev, who spells it out a little bit more. And it says the following. It says, Lo yosir klal me'onish ha'avera. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to remove anything from the punishment of the sin. Bishvil zechus ha'mitzvah she'asa ha'chote. in merit of the mitzvah that the person did. So the question is, what is Rabbi Akiva telling Turnus Ruther? Said, oh, we have tzedakah to save us from Gehenim. When all of a sudden we have a pasuk that says, okay, lo yisah panim v'lo yikach shochad. Okay, I know in that time they didn't, they were time to not to learn Torah, and the time the government was against learning Torah, but even though Turnus Ruther probably didn't learn too much Torah, Rabbi Akiva was a lot more intellectually honest than to say something which seems to go against the pasuk in the Torah. So this is where we turn to the Sefer HaChinuch, because the Sefer HaChinuch is going to give us an insight into tzedakah, which I believe could explain Rabbi Akiva's answer on a much deeper, not superficial level, because if you understand Rabbi Akiva's answer superficially, we're left with the problem that comes in the pasuk in Chumash.
One sin leads to another sin.
Right, so I mean, when one mitzvah is going to lead to another mitzvah.
In other words, if you don't give tzedakah, the chances are you're going to be doing other sins as well. And the idea of giving tzedakah is that you open up your heart. You know, as it says, "Oh, but show me a needle," right? As Ron Circus says, and I will, you know, I can go through it.
So that's exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch talks about, in a very Sefer HaChinuch-esque type of fashion that we've been seeing throughout most of the summer. Is that again, we're following the principle of Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezako says Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to marry Klal Yisrael. Leficha Chirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvos. Sefer HaChinuch is going to present that the mitzvah of tzedakah is not as much to help the aniyim as it is to help the yashir. Because the first thing the Sefer HaChinuch points out is we have to get one thing straight. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for this ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let this person die out of poverty, or at least if he's supposed to get support. In other words, if there's a person who, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides he needs to die because of poverty, it could be because of his sins, it could be because to get certain type of onish, to get him into Gan Eden, whatever the cheshbonos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide this person's not going to get any money and he's going to die. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that this person is going to live, so he's going to give him money anyway. So why is there a need for us, the Ashirim, it's nice to be called an Ashir, right? For us, the Ashirim, to go and support the Aniyim. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes the following. Ratzo HaKel Liyosbruov Bilumadim Umurgalim Bemidas HaChesed V'Rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted his creations to be versed and regular in the attribute of doing kindness and mercy. Ki hi mida mishubachas. Because it is a praiseworthy attribute. Umitoch hechsher gufam bemidos hatovos. And by preparing their bodies with good attributes and good deeds, yuriuyim lekabalas hatova. You will be able to accept the good. Kimosha Amarnu, like we said before, Shechalos Hatov Vahabrocha Le'olam Al Hatov Velo Behofko. That good and bracha latches on to people who are good. It latches on to good. It does not latch on to evil. So by giving tzedakah, what are you really doing? You are acting in a way of kindness. You are acting in a good way. You are being the vehicle to help this person out, but not only are you helping that person, you're actually also helping yourself. If we take the message of Rabbi Akiva that he told Turnus Ruther, we could understand it in a little bit now in this context, a little bit differently, a little bit less superficially, and it's not going to be a contradiction to what it says in the Chumash. Because how does giving tzedakah save us from Gehenim? Because when a person gives tzedakah properly, and the proper way is not that, oh, I'm doing this so I get a mitzvah, so I'll get some brownie points up in Shemayim. The point of doing this is that by me doing this, I'm becoming a better person. I'm showing compassion, I'm showing rachmanis, I'm showing doing chesed. And by doing that, you're making yourself a better person. And mimeila, by making yourself a better person, what's going to happen? You're going to do more mitzvahs. And by doing more mitzvahs, that's how you're going to be saved from Gehenim. Because you're going to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to be safe from Gehenim, it's not just by doing mitzvos, but it's also by doing tshuva, because that's the only way to really reverse averos. So by putting yourself in this type of a mindset, you're elevating yourself. a person who is elevated is going to feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who feels closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doing a cheshbon nefesh, is going to be checking to make sure that he does the right thing, and by doing that, that's how he's going to be saving himself. So when we talk about all through Yemei HaDin, or Yemei HaRatzon, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir in esroa ha'gzeira, it's the same thing. It's not just simply going ahead and, we'll throw, what's it called? I'll go ahead and I'll go right before Yom Kippur, I'll eat a hand sandwich, but I'll give $25,000 to open the Aron Kodesh for Ne'ilah to the shul. Oh, perfect. It's not going to work.
Which is the Christian way. Yeah,
that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's how they do it, right.
Okay, so we're a little bit different. Yeah. We have a little bit more, there's more depth to it in this case. Because we're not looking as God as somebody who can be bribed. What we're doing is the tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, it's a different change. It's a mindset. And by applying that mindset, that's what brings you closer. And I was just looking right before the shiur, thought of an interesting ha'ara, and it's based on the fact that we said that there are two mitzvahs by tzedakah. You know, it's very interesting. The lo sa'asei by tzedakah is lo sa'ametes levavcha, don't harden your heart. Right? We don't have this type of idea, you know, don't harden your heart, kill somebody, or don't harden your heart and save somebody. Don't harden your heart. Right, we have plenty of assays that work. Don't harden your heart. We don't say that.
Right.
Why are we saying that over here? So it's interesting. The Torah uses the word lo sa'amitz. Usually when we talk about strengthening a heart, and of course, who's the paradigm of the person who strengthened the heart? Of course, that was
David HaMelech, isn't it?
Well, in the Torah I'm talking about. In the Chumash, the person who strengthened his heart all the time was Paro, right? In the beginning, Paro did it, and the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. But we use the word chazak over there. Here, we're using the word amatz. And the Malbim is of the opinion that there are no real synonyms in the Torah.
Interesting.
Really, what we have is that each word has a little bit of a different nuance. And when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and said, we're going to write the word chazak versus the word amatz, it's going to have a little bit of a difference. Chazak refers to just a simple, superficial, hardening, short period of time. You think about it in the context of Paro, what happened? He hardened his heart, said no, the next Makkah comes, all of a sudden the heart's not hardened anymore. He goes, oh, please go, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu's got to reharden it. That's what chazak is. Imutz, the Malbim says, is hasmadas hachozek. It's that the strengthening continues. So when the Torah is going ahead over here by tzedakah and saying lo sa'ametz levavcha, it's not just strengthening your heart to say no and hardening your heart and saying I don't want to give it. But what's the problem? We're saying giving tzedakah is what makes a person good. Good and bracha is only going to come on a person who acts in a good way. By you not giving tzedakah, but instead hardening your heart, what are you doing? You're making yourself into a bad person. That's going to be tamid. Because the only way to make yourself a better person is by helping. By not doing so, it's going to be more constant. So definitely something to think of as we do enter the Yemei Ratzon starting this Shabbos and Sunday with Rosh Chodesh, that again, there'll be many opportunities, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Look at what the tzedakah not only does for the aniyim, but think about the benefit that it does for you. But more than just thinking about the benefit that it does for you, when you benefit that person, l'shma, memela, you're going to become a better person. And you're going to be really elevating yourself as well. And by doing that, that will bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.